we saw this huge upswing in concern about drilling. We saw incredible consciousness develop in the media. Fracking is a household word. An outcry that was unprecedented from New Yorkers, from people all across the country. And we saw the government fail to act at the federal level, at the state level. And I wanted to find out why. I wanted to find out why the government reaction wasn't, passionate as what was coming from the people. Why wasn't the government acting to protect Americans from extractive industry, which are multinational corporations who are coming in and doing a sort of developing world exploitation model where they take the resource, despoil the atmosphere, leave behind a lot of harm and a lot of environmental destruction, upend communities, fracture communities. Why didn't we see a reaction to protect Americans from this type of extraction? That's what I wanted to know. When I saw and witnessed with my own eyes after touring with the first film for, years, what was going on. So we follow state investigations and federal investigations very closely and watch how policy starts to determine the future rather than science. So this film is not about lighting water on fire, although we do light water on fire, and of course it's a sequel, so there are bigger explosions, which is requisite for a sequel. This is about lighting the democracy on fire and lighting the political system on fire. And the results are every bit as shocking as what we saw in the first film.
New Yorkers are still waiting for that final decision to come down from the Cuomo administration. There's the State Health Department review still going on, talk of another moratorium, yet we're still waiting to find out what will happen. Why do you think it's taking so long?
Well, it's not a question of taking so long. I think that the population, the New York did something totally different than any other state, which is to be commended. New York State did an environmental impact study. They said, whoa, this is something new, fracking, high-volume horizontal hydraulic fracturing. We're talking about 100,000 or 50,000, nobody knows exactly the number, potential gas wells throughout the southern tier of New York State, including in the New York City watershed. We got to take a look at this. What is this? And that afforded the citizens a chance to participate democratically in the process so they could comment on the environmental impact study. There were many drafts. Each of those drafts was inadequate and insufficient, New Yorkers felt, to protect them. So they weighed in unprecedented numbers. The last public participation part of the environmental impact study, 204,000 citizens in New York wrote comments on the environmental impact study. That is unprecedented. That is more people than voted for Andrew Cuomo in his home borough of Queens. He got 197,000 votes. That is more people than voted for Andrew Cuomo in the majority of the southern tier counties where a lot of this is being proposed. You've seen the last record for comments on an environmental impact study pre-fracking was 1,000. The New York fracking movement smashed that record by 203,000. So what you're seeing in New York is democracy at work, and that has been deprived of citizens in Pennsylvania, where they just opened the state up and tried ad hoc to regulate the process without citizen input. That was deprived of citizens in Colorado, in Texas, in Wyoming, in New Mexico, in Louisiana, in Arkansas. And what you're seeing in those states is ruin and toxification and destruction of resources for the profits of multinational oil companies and to the detriment of the citizenship.